to my wonderful wife, Kim Tor. Great Skype fellowship tonight. Thank you, everyone, for your sharings. And so, Kim, here you go.
It really has been a wonderful night, and I had a full-on day today. Leanne's been up. Vinny's been running around wild. Beautiful little heart. He's really coming out of his own now and starting to look at books and trying to make words. And then we went and got Maya, and Maya came up, and then we had tea, and then they left, and then it was about 15, 20 minutes and we were sort of setting the living room up ready for fellowship. And straight away, you know, I just said to God, what am I sharing tonight? And it goes back to on Saturday. Now, usually Lawrence goes to the cafe, and I know that he's done a little article on this. But it's such a blessing, and it just shows you how easily it is when you put God first. How to walk by the Spirit, you know. And I was watching this home program, and they were looking to buy a home somewhere in the United Kingdom. And this guy had been transferred from the States. He was in the armed forces, and he wanted to be real close to the base. And it turned out that they were in this little village of Wootton, Bourton-on-the-Water. And I was watching the program, and it just looked so pretty. Little did we know, it's about 50 minutes from our house. We've never, ever been. And I'm so very thankful we did. Just, I'm sure if anybody's got Facebook, they've seen the pictures. So we take this. So Lawrence says, well, what are we doing? I said, well, let's not go to Kingswood. Let's take a little drive somewhere. And then suddenly God reminded me of this program. So I said, let's go to Bourton-on-the-Water. And Lawrence is like, where's that? Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, look at the weather, you know. Do you really? No, I really want to go to Bourton-on-the-Water. I said, and it doesn't matter about the weather, even if we don't get out the car. You know, we can have a little drive, go see what it's like, and then, you know, when the summer comes, we'll know if it's a place we want to visit. So anyway, we start driving, and we didn't go the motorway. We went the back roads, and we're looking at all the wonderful houses, and, you know, we've gone through Tetbury, where Prince Charles has his home, and, you know, all the shops are in honour to the Queen, because she shops there, and they've got the crown above the doors, and it's just a really pretty place. And as we carried on driving, we get to Bourton-on-the-Water, and my jaw dropped. A beautiful, beautiful place. Little tiny bridges that go over the stream, and because, like Jason explained, all the bad weather we've had, this stream was almost filled to the top, ready to come over onto the grass and onto the path, but it didn't. And it was packed. The weather wasn't good, but it was packed. And just as we pulled up, Lawrence said, I need the toilet. So I said, okay, love, I'll wait here. Now, I know Lawrence. After 30 years of marriage, I know Lawrence. And when he says he's off to the toilet, he could be gone an hour because he just can't help himself. You know, he'll stop and talk to all and sundry. Well, as it turns out, he couldn't find the toilet. There were signs for it, but he couldn't find it. And so he saw this little Christian bookshop. So in he goes and he asks for the toilet. And he gets talking to the guy that's behind the counter. And really, you'll have to read it, is sharing that he done. But really, Lawrence got so blessed. And then after about, must have been about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, I think to myself, should I ring him? And I go to ring him, and as I do, he's coming round the corner, making his way back to the car. And he's smiling ear to ear. He said, it was so of God, love. So of God. You were really walking by that Spirit this morning when you suggested us coming to Bourton-on-the-Water. Because he really encouraged this young guy. Told him that, because the guy didn't know if...
His name's Guy as well.
His name is Guy. Yeah, as well as him being a guy. but he really wasn't sure if he was speaking in tongues correctly or whether it was counterfeit.
Because he was just singing this, yeah.
But Lawrence managed to, you know, really encourage him and share with him about speaking in tongues and, you know, got really inspired by God. You know, that spirit that lives within us gets really energized when you do what God wants you to do. So it was a real great day out. And Lawrence was really buzzing. He said, "And Kim, before we go home, I have to go back there. I promised him I'd give him our phone number and the website and that. He really wants to check it all out." And that was just an inspiration. Now, I'm sure, you know, because there's lots of rubbish on the telly, but I got really inspired by this program. You know, I continued to watch it. It was a beautiful little place. And then that little village stayed in my brain, Bourton-on-the-Water. And then, of course, when Lawrence suggested about us going out Saturday, where were we going to go? Straight away, Bourton-on-the-Water. So it's all, you know, people say, "Well, how do you live by faith?" Well, it's not hard. You know, it's very easy. When God wants you to do something, it's very easy. There's no complication. There's no ifs, buts or doubts. You just go. You know, if God's really inspiring you to do something, just go. Don't let anything hold you back. In Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 16 it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." See, it's the flesh that wars against the Spirit. And then those things that God wants you to do, you know, if you're sort of lusting after that flesh, you're not going to be able to do it. You've got to stay focused. Before, always, when we get in that car, before we go anywhere, we pray. So we've already invited God into it. So then next thing, we've prayed, and it's Bourton-on-the-Water. So then now God can go to work. God can really start his plan moving. Because, see, God doesn't sleep. You know, he doesn't go on vacation.
Saturday off.
Yeah. Oh, it's Saturday today, you know. Not working today. No. God really is constantly with us, leading us, guiding us. And yeah, sometimes we do miss it. And there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus either. So we don't condemn ourselves. We just pull up our socks, put on our boots, and start walking. Just begin. It's like when Lawrence went full time. You know, that really rocked my brain because, you know, I know that God doesn't throw money out of the sky. But just begin. It's like when I shared last week about endurance and they run that race. You know, if they don't put their foot over the finishing line, they don't win. And it's just like us. If we don't put our foot forward, we're not going to win. So then what happens is the latter part, right? We start to fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't want to do that. We want to walk by that Spirit. That Spirit that dwells in each and every one of us that believed Romans 10, 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And in verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Now let's go back to Galatians 5. Hold your finger there and go back to Galatians 5. And in verse 22 it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering," and I have to have lots of that living with Lawrence, "gentleness, goodness, faith." Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, "For we walk by faith." Faith. What is faith? Well, we know that anything that we do has to be done by faith, because that's the only way that we please God. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in some situations, we really don't know what the outcome's going to be. But that faith in operation is that step that you're taking to bring it to pass. So when somebody is enduring and they're running that race, their faith is that they're going to put their foot over that line and that tape, and they're going to be the winner. And it's very similar with us. When we walk by that Spirit, we're walking by faith. Right? It's not that we're blind and that we can't see where we're going, because it's God that leads us and guides us. Right? We don't walk by the flesh. We don't let the five senses kick in and we start to fathom out what's going to happen. You know, it's like one of those murder mystery suspense things, isn't it? You know, you try and suss it out. No, you just begin. Faith is beginning. Just begin. Whatever avenue of faith that you are trying to achieve, just begin. So if it's about abundantly sharing, just begin. If it's about walking by the Spirit, just begin. If you're looking for a new job, just begin. Then faith kicks in. That faith is that God goes to work for us. Right? We don't know what the outcome will be, but we know with God, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Right? Ephesians chapter 5. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 5. And in verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So, you know, we've had the children here today, and they're so innocent. They really are so innocent. They're learning new things. You know, they trust, the trust that they have in their mum and dad and in us. They have no fear when they're around us because they trust that we're going to keep them safe. Well, that's the same with us. We trust God is going to keep us safe. So that faith kicks in and we just trust that God has got the plan in place and we're just going to go, we're going to keep moving and we're going to see it come to pass. And then your faith starts to grow. You know, like the faith with the mustard seed. You know, plant that little seed and it grows very quickly. You know, I've seen Maya do it with a little eggshell, you know, a bit of cotton wool, a few little seeds, grows very quickly. And it's the same with God. When we walk by that Spirit and we're headlong in with that faith, it will happen very quickly. Because, see, God wants to bring it to pass, but he needs a willing heart. He needs somebody that says, okay, God, here I am, send me. And Saturday, he sent us to Bourton-on-the-Water. Wonderful day out. Ephesians 5:2. Now, a lot of these you do know. Right. And walk in love. That's just the key there. And walk in love. Like Lawrence went to the toilet, couldn't find the toilet, walked into the shop, went to the toilet, and then he sort of started to look at a few books and he could see the gentleman behind the counter, whose name was Guy. I won't say a guy behind the counter because it'd get a bit confusing. So a gentleman behind the counter whose name was Guy. And Lawrence walked in love. Right? He let that Christ that so richly dwells within him speak. He walked in love, and the best thing we can give anyone is the word. Right? Now, he didn't need to get his Bible out because he didn't have it with him. He just let that Spirit of God speak the words that that guy needed to hear.
I went through Corinthians 12 like I did tonight.
There you go. Corinthians 12. See, sometimes my Bible's big and it's heavy, you know, and I wouldn't want to be carrying that around in my handbag when we're out on a day out. But that Spirit, you know, it gets energized. And when somebody asks a question, you know, the word's in your heart and you'll just speak it forth. And it's not what you think, but you know it's what God knows that that guy needs to hear. Ephesians 5, and we're going to go to verse 15 now. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. See, we can ask God for wisdom. We can ask God for knowledge, right? We can ask God to discern spirits. It's all part and parcel of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So when you're walking by that faith, whatever you need, right? You don't need to look foolish. Never be afraid to speak. Never be afraid to think, well, you know, I can't witness because what if they ask me a question and I don't know the answer? It's not you. It's not you doing it by the flesh, right? You're doing it by the Spirit. You're walking by the Spirit when you're speaking for God. And God will, just like when you learnt to speak in tongues, I quivered. I'll tell you, I quivered from head to toe. And I kept saying to Lawrence, show me, where do I learn this language? And Lawrence said, you don't learn the language, love. Oh, and I couldn't see it and I couldn't get it. And I had sweaty palms. But I just opened my mouth and moved my lips and I was speaking in tongues. And again, we did that by faith. You know, it wasn't something we learnt by our senses. It was that Spirit, and that Spirit gets energized and that Spirit just wants to really go and move. So we aren't like fools, but we are wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, the world truly is waxing worse and worse. But remember, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Matthew 4:4 says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We are speaking. We are ambassadors speaking on behalf of God. Right? No fear. No fear. You just begin. And that is, again, faith. Just begin. Walking by the Spirit, to walk by the Spirit is to truly walk by faith. Pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones. You know, we can all sit back and say, well, you know, I don't feel confident today, or I don't feel like it today. But we got to get to the point where we really trust God, where we really know that God's got our back, that we have nothing to fear in this day and time. We just step out. You just open your mouth and just really see that that Spirit is energized and you will speak the words that God wants you to speak. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 26. It says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, that your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Now, if God can take care of the birds, he's certainly going to take care of you. So if you have a need, right, if you're out there and you're witnessing and you have a need, is God going to be there for you? Is he going to back you up? It's just really trusting God and knowing that faith has to come into fruition for you to be able to be a blessing to God, because you can only please God through faith, right? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? You can. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. See, they don't do anything by the senses, right? God supplies everything that they need, and God can supply everything that we need too. Proverbs 29. Psalms, Proverbs 29 and verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. See, again, the fear of a man bringeth a snare. Now, that is just literally walking by the senses, you know. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 16:20. These are beautiful. Proverbs 16:20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. So we might be fearful when we first begin. You know, maybe it's your first time witnessing, or maybe it's your first time of, you know, getting someone born again. But as soon as you begin, that's the key. It's the beginning. Having that faith that God has got your back. And the reason you can do that is because you're like a child and you trust him. Right? God isn't going to put you in a situation that you can't handle. Just remember that, guys. Right? And if we don't speak, who is? You may be the last resort. So, you know, every opportunity we get, we want to be an ambassador. We want to be a representative, right? Whether it's when we go shopping, whether it's when we're on a day trip out, whether we're at work, we are a representative. Everything that we do, people will judge us, especially when they find out you're a Christian. You know, it's, oh, well, we'll keep an eye on him, you know, or her, right? Because people are looking for fault. But God will always make you the head and not the tail. You know, we are those ambassadors. And it doesn't mean to say that just because we trust God, that we only go to him when we have a need. And because we're a Christian, it's not just being a good person either. But it's trusting and knowing our Heavenly Father and getting to the point where we really do have big faith. You know, Proverbs 3, you all know this one. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, without a doubt, direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Well, I'm confident about this today. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to invite God into my day. I can do this by myself. And then a couple of days later, you fall into a bit of a snare. Oh, God, help me. I can't handle this. I need you. A couple of days later, you think, oh, life's going really swell. I don't need to pray. And then suddenly you've dug a ditch for yourself and you're so far deep into that ditch you can't get out. And so what do? You pray. Oh, God, help me. Please help me. That's not the way. That is not the way to trust God. Trusting God is a lifestyle. It is from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. And even if you get up in the night to go to the toilet, you're still trusting God, right? It's a 24-hour thing. It's not just when you think you need him or when you can't do something by yourself. So when we trust God and when we pray and we invite God into our day, then he's with us. Then he starts to lead us and guide us. And then that's when the faith kicks in and you keep moving. And you'll see. Then, week after week after week, when we hold these Skype fellowships, the testimonies will be pouring out. You'll have so much to share because of the way that you've been trusting God. You've been not leaning onto your own understanding. And, you know, and God will put you in situations that will become the blessing. You will become the one that is helping others, right? Not just being a good person, not just praying when you need something, but every day living by faith. Psalms 143, book before, Psalms 143, and in verse 8 it says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee.
Beautiful.
Isn't that ever beautiful?
We did, yeah.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. See, when you first open your mouth to God, then you'll hear that still small voice. You'll hear that loving kindness, that encouragement. And he's willing us on. You know, he's in the... What do they call it? He's in the... You know, when you go to a football...
In the stands?
He's in the stands, cheering you on. Saying, come on, Lawrence. Come on, Kim. You can do this. And why? For in thee do I trust. See, having that trust, how can you trust something you can't see? Because you're building a relationship on a daily basis. When I first met Lawrence, I didn't trust him. I didn't know him. But gradually, as we started to communicate and we went out on some dates and then we decided to get married and we had a family, and then like 30 odd years down the road, that trust just kept building and building and building. Same with God. You build that trust. You go to God. You know that he's never going to cause you any harm. He never violates your free will. Never, ever. And then your trust in him becomes stronger and stronger. Just like faith. When you're believing for something and it comes to pass, then the next thing doesn't seem half as much of a task, because the first things happen, so you know, right, I'm going to walk by faith, I'm going to see this come to pass, and then the next thing comes to pass. And the more you trust God, the more confident you'll be, the faith will kick in, and then you'll see how God goes to work in your life. I'm going to read it once more. So it's Psalms 143, verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul to thee. Beautiful. Knowing how we should walk. We walk by faith, and it's only faith that pleases God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we've read it already. Walk by faith, not by sight. When we walk by faith, we know we are walking by that Spirit. Galatians 5:25, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. See, knowing we are free in Christ, through the accomplishments of Christ, we have free will. We have nothing to fear. But when we walk by that Spirit, it bears a powerful, positive fruit in any of our lives. When we walk by that Spirit, it bears a powerful, positive fruit in any of our lives. So we just have to begin. Right? Do you want to be powerful? Do you want to be positive? These are fruits. These can be cultivated. Being powerful. Right? You see one little thing happen, the next time you're even more powerful. See, and if you don't get sidetracked, then you will be more powerful. Because, see, when we get sidetracked, it's allowing the adversary to attack us. And that makes us weak. But walking by the Spirit makes us powerful, makes us strong. And it makes us positive. Because positive things happen when you walk by the Spirit. So, let's spend the week ahead knowing we are not... Oh, bless me. So let's spend the week ahead knowing we're not walking by the flesh, but that we're walking by the Spirit, having a powerful, positive impact, not only on ourselves, but on all those we come in contact with. And let's hope for wonderful testimonies next week. So bless your heart.
Well, that was really great, Kim. And, you know, when we just do what God puts in our heart, you know, that's when we step out, when God shows us to move, to take the moves, to open our mouth. And, you know, God will promote you, just like he did with Joseph. Joseph was faithful. He went through some really bad times, really difficult times. But he remained faithful to God. So just remain faithful to God. Be obedient by doing what God is showing you to do. Don't listen to anyone else. If God is giving you something to do, you do that. And he'll bring you before Pharaoh. And you'll be put in charge. You know, he'll bring you before great people where you can have a greater influence, where other people will be touched and impacted. And Joseph, you know, God positioned Joseph in that situation because he was obedient, he kept faithful. And what happened? The whole of the world got fed because of Joseph's faithfulness to God. God was able to execute what he had planned. So it is a walk by faith, it's being faithful, walking in love, and that is doing what God wants you to do. And also treating people how you would want to be treated, and being kind and loving, and not backbiting, not talking about other people in a derogatory manner, but very positive, very clean, keeping it pure. And, you know, God's teaching us all these things in different areas and of all of our walks. So we're on the winning side, baby. The battle's been won. We just got to win those little skirmishes, which we've got in Christ. So have a great weekend, and God is good. And thank you for all your wonderful sharings and input and what God's working in your heart. So bless your heart. I think we'll have a couple of people pray and some manifestations. So who would like to pray?
I will. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful night. We thank you for all the wonderful sharings, for the testimonies, and just for each individual that was on the Skype tonight, God, that all their needs are met, that we are just a real power-packed fellowship, God, that we iron sharpeneth iron, that we encourage one another, that we love one another. Why? Because you first loved us. And I thank you that we can have a week where we can have more trust in you, God, that you energize that faith within us, that you move mountains for us, God, that all problems, any needs, any sicknesses, any financial worries are all just disembarked, God, that you just really go to work in people's lives, that we can shout from the rooftops everything that you do for us. I thank you that we stay meek and we stay humble, that we really walk with that love of God, that agape, that we can be more Christ-like on a daily basis, that we can really have that, set that example, and that we keep that ball high, God, that we just keep attaining after godliness, that we remember all that Christ accomplished for us, so that we can have free will, so that we can have the freedom to be in Christ, that all our sins are forgiven, that we don't have to have any condemnation, and that we can be proud in the sense that we are born again of God's Spirit, that we are his sons and daughters. And I thank you for this wonderful week, for your love, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for everything that's wrapped up in that Holy Spirit that you've placed within us. So I just thank you for this, and just for loving us, and for our needs being met, and not our greeds. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
And would Kathy, would you like to pray?
Yes, thank you. Father, we are so grateful for the time together, and that you are our Father, our Abba Father, for the knowledge of your word, and for all that you have done for us, and that you speak so freely to us about what you have done for us, and that all that is left for us to do is to believe what you have said. And we are grateful, Father, that you have made it so simple for us and made it easy for us because Jesus Christ did all the very hard work and gave it to us on a silver platter, that we can believe it and walk forth and be blessed by it, and that we can glorify you, Father, because that's really what our walk is all about. We thank you, Father, for how freely that you direct and guide us as well. And that we can trust you to do that, Father, and look to you to do that, to direct our steps and to show us where we should walk, Father. Thank you for your love and your grace and your kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
And would a couple of people like to manifest? If you want to speak in tongues, interpret or prophesy, whatever works in your heart.
I, the Lord thy God, do love thee tenderly, my children. I have given thee great and mighty promises. I have given you my spirit freely, that you may share and give with others. Therefore, walk in the grace, be strong in the grace that I have given unto you, and know that I shall walk with you and talk with you, and that your life will be a great blessing to many as I work within you.
Amen. And someone else?
Eliana Amakushime Si Santo, Anna Amakushi Mamma Kiriti, Diri Shama Anakia, Nakaya Sosoma, Nakaya Santo Liniana, Nana Si, Nikitiana, Amakash, also Tono, Nahamae, Le Ediki, Nahara O Shoma An, Anna Anikinuto. Namashi inya narishi kishyanto, my beloved children, I, your God and Father, have called you by name, and yes, I have called you and set you in the heavenlies. My children, look to me, stand boldly, for you stand as victors in this day, time, and hour. You are victorious because of my Son. He finished it all for you. For the world needed a Savior, and I sent him. I sent my only begotten Son. I raised him from the dead. I seated him at my very right hand. And my children, I have hid your lives in him. So therefore, be bold, be courageous, and know for a surety that I, your God and Father, have a plan for you, and I know every step of that plan, and I have planned everything that needs to be there. So my children, know for surety that I, your God, will give you each and every direction that you need.
And Frank Juvelee, would you bring forth a word of prophecy, brother?
You truly are my children. I have given you full access in me, and you can really work the work I have prepared for you in advance. You truly are powerful, loving, wise, because you take it from me. I am your God. I love you. I give you the vision. I give you the steps to go through, because I am God, and you will be more than conqueror, because you are in Christ, and Christ has done all is accomplished in him, through him, and you are in him, and in me, as I am in him. I love you.
Amen. Marie Carroll, would you like to pray, darling?
Yeah, sure. So, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so, so much for those wonderful words of edification, exhortation, and comfort. Thank you that we have nothing to fear. Thank you for your perfect love, which casts out all fear. Thank you for this Skype fellowship and for Lawrence and Kim and how they welcome us. Thank you for everybody on this Skype fellowship for a beautiful weekend, and next week we'll be sharing great testimonies, Father, because it's going to be an awesome weekend. It's going to be a brilliant week ahead, and we're excited, and we are just going to expect great and mighty things and many signs, miracles, and wonders. And I just pray for us all this night for sweet sleep, and that we will arise in the morning feeling at ease and at peace and confident and bold and ready to enjoy the day with you, Abba Father, because we love you, we worship you, we glorify you, and we thank you, dear Daddy God, and we just pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Anna, would you pray, please, darling?
My beloved Father, I bring you our hearts and our hearts, Father. And thank you so much for taking care of everything in our lives and everything that are related to us, Father. I leave in your hands the rest of the week, Father, and all the things that we need to see taking care. And thank you, Father, so much for everything that you have made for us, and how we can trust in you and rest our hearts in you, Father, because you are the one that we should trust, and you are the one that will do everything for us, Father. Thank you for supplying everything in our lives, and thank you, Father, for all the things that we want to accomplish, that we can do that with you and step by step with you, knowing that you are side by side with us and we are more than conquerors, Father, and we can do all things through the Christ in us, knowing in our hearts and sure in our hearts that we can do it because you loved us, Father. And thank you so much for everything that you have made, Father, and thank you for all the lives of the ones that are present now in fellowship and the others, Father. I believe in your hands our health, our days, our lives, our families, Father, and thank you so much for everything. In Christ's name, I believe in your hands, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless all your wonderful, beautiful hearts, and we'll have a great weekend. And again, if anyone wants to have a chat or a bit of fellowship, you can always call me on Skype, and if I see you on and I feel inspired also, I'll call you. We can have fellowship outside of fellowship. So love you all, be a blessing where you are, and have a great week.
Thank you, Lawrence and Kim. Thank you all.
Bless you, Frank and Nanny.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Marie, Carol, God bless your hearts.
God bless you. Love you all.
You're all beautiful.
Thank you. So are you.
See you next week.
See you next week.
God bless you all. Love you, Pedro, Anna, Amy, Marie, Katy, Chrissy, and everybody else on there.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
How are you?
Love you all.
Bye. Bye.